Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Welcome to The Miracle Within You. I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and today I am delighted to have with me all the way from Los Angeles, Hale Hushim, and she describes herself as a health span practitioner, and she'll explain what that means. And we're going to explore all the options and possibilities, or many of them, that so many of us miss out on because we don't know the enormous value they can provide us and the impact they can have on our lives. So welcome, Hale.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here in this time and space and for this opportunity.
Well, thank you. So just so that the listeners can make some connection with you, just describe a little bit about how you get to be where you are right now.
Thank you so much. I came to America from Tehran, Iran. So most of us know that the revolution happened. We literally lost everything because my dad did work with the Shah as an architect. So that's the story of its own. And I needed to financially survive. And so I kept a corporate job. I worked with the multi-million dollar companies, the right hand to directors. I was a paralegal, executive assistant, and legal secretary. So I was in that field, surviving. I wasn't living my passion. But on the side, I usually say I lived in this other dimension that I love the holistic field. And that was it came naturally. So I began researching, knowing more. When I got to know more, I got to meet scientists that cured their seaboard. And that connection led me to be more interested, more to dig deeper. That's where I was on the side while I was keeping a corporate job. And I am now doing health span cell resonance coaching because I'm living my passion based on an incident that I had back in 2011. I believe it was January. I was bedridden for 3 months and given a bunch of diagnoses in them. I got out of bed in 3 months. And I feel like I'm 20 every day with every heartbeat. And I want to simplify that for everyone else because I know what it was like.
So this was some sort of disease or condition you had that threatened your life, or, you know, how serious was it?
Thank you. Well, the medical field labeled it as an autoimmune of Hashimoto and chronic fatigue, chronic pain. And the list will go on, but I cut it up because at age 7, I had this knowing, this vision that us humans can live way beyond that it's given to us. So that was the knowing that it was in me. And so I used that when I was on bedridden and not given in to any of the medication. Yes, I was in bed 3 months and I'm 56 and never been on any meds.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, clearly you had the right mindset, fortunately, didn't you, to deal with that? And I'm sure you've seen in many different circumstances people who don't have the right mindset or the healing mindset, and they go downhill pretty quickly, right?
It's absolutely so true. I'm not saying like as positive as I was during that time. I remember that I did a live blood analysis, which they poke, you know, my finger and they get the blood, they do the live and the dry. And when they looked at it, besides the live blood test, I mean, regular blood test. But when they looked at it, it was so outrageous. The white cells were off the chart. At that time, they had no idea what's going on with me. So then the lab work, they named it, the Hashimoto, and then they were going to say so many other stuff. But because I had the knowing, I didn't want to be any on any meds. That was my understanding. And it did take a lot of work with the subconscious mind, because the fear comes in, because the medical fear tells me all the stuff that I don't want to hear. And it's like, oh, if you don't do this, this will happen, this will happen. And I needed to block all that out and go within myself and the knowing that I had practiced and all these greatest minds I had studied with to bring that forth. So yes, it had a lot to do with that.
Oh no, that's fantastic, and that's a great example. And we have many, well, several examples in previous shows of people who've been through that. And that's what the show focuses on, the ability. If you have the right mindset, amazing things can happen to you, even when the med or especially when the conventional medical profession is telling you, no, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this, otherwise, So I'm sure that had a major impact on your trajectory through life, knowing that you personally were able to defeat this through your own spirituality and mindset.
Right. Yes, it did. And I'm not saying like the medical field has its time and place for emergencies, right? But at that time, I had even studied with Louise Hay, that your body can. So I've been coached by her and Dr. Wayne Dyer, our beloved ones. So because I had that in me, I knew better than that. And it kept me strong, to move forward. But it's not a comfortable place. That's why you got to embody that knowing and not let doubt and fear come in.
Absolutely. And there is a difference between an idea that's kind of an objective idea and something that you totally embrace and, as you rightly said, embody, right? That it becomes part of you, that it becomes part of how your cells work. It actually impacts your physical self, right?
Oh my God, it's so true. That's why I call it cell to soul, soul to cell, because it's our thoughts literally goes into our cells, into the adrenals, into the our stomach, into even a simple headache. Some people say it's a headache, but then where is it coming from? So it's all connected. It's a
Absolutely. The cellular communication is incredible, unbelievable. And I do think the future of medicine, or at least one of them, is really understanding, which cells are communicating what message to what other cells at what time, and being able to replicate that. If you can do that, I think that would be monumental in medicine, don't you think?
it's so true, because we can literally, it's because a lot of people say, okay, what did you take? What did you do? I'm like, when your cells are inflamed, nothing can go in or out of a cell, and not even a simple vitamin supplement. So how good is medication going to do?
That's a really good point. It's a really good point. Is if your cells are damaged or offline, even taking something isn't necessarily going to fix that problem, right? And there are other ways of fixing it, as you know. Yeah. Did you? I mean, obviously, you've had this in your head for a while, this notion of holistic wellness and a commitment to it, which was massive. for you. And then you were able to bring it into your life as a profession, right? Yeah, that's great. And when you were talking about being in the corporate world and it not really suiting you, it's a good point that when we talk about meaning for people, it isn't just meaning in their job. I mean, some jobs are meaningful, but you may have a job that isn't particularly meaningful or lead you spiritually, but then you've got to find other ways to find that outlet and input, right?
Well, basically, during the time I was bedridden, I worked in the cancer center for 14 years. So my throat, the energy around my throat was shut, that I couldn't speak. Because if I would say anything in the holistic realm to these patients, I would lose my job and I needed to financially survive. So the universe had a better plan for me. To throw me down in a way. You see how it all works in alignment. That's why I say it's body, mind, and spirit, because I was happy. I was living. But in the subconscious mind, I really had a solution for them, especially when they say there is no other way. So the voice was shut. So it became an autoimmune of Hashimoto. And funny enough, no one in my genes or genetic, as we want to call it, had this in their genes because I did 23andMe, you know. So that's the story of its own. I don't know now how many clones I have out there, but
So what you're saying is your throat was your way of protecting you from overstepping your boundary and saying something that would get you fired and right? Yeah,
exactly.
and that's just fascinating, isn't it? How those physical symptoms show up and they're a defense mechanism.
Yes, absolutely. And for me, it was that time. But let's say someone has a different incident, but they blame always something else. You know, they could blame old age, you know, for the symptoms. And it could be little stuff that they can do on the way, on their way, you know, to getting old. Living their life in quality. That's why I called myself healthspan. Because are you actually living your life? You know, a lot of people, fraction of us, 70% or so, are actually living their life.
Right. No, that's true. And that's important. Again, the distinction between doing and being. And the being part is living your life. Really. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And
Who
I
are
had a,
you being, right? Is that
But I'm just fascinated by that concept of your body defending you by creating a symptom. I had somebody on the show a few months back who, as a young man, had very severe kind of muscular problems. It was really bizarre, something you'd see in, maybe an 80-year-old.
wow.
And none of the medications or anything worked. He finally sort of hooked up with a guru, and the guru told him, "Here's your problem. You're too nice. You want to do everything for everybody. And this is your body's way of stopping you from doing that."
Oh, wow.
And then when he realized that, like a week later, he was fine.
It gives me chills because stories like this is so true. And that's why collectively I say, you know, there's alternative. I'm not saying don't do medication. It
No,
has its
absolutely.
place. You know, you're in a car
Yep.
accident, you
Yep.
fracture a skull, you can't do breath work on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Your
right.
cranium is broken. But, right? So there's ways medication has its place, but for autoimmune and simple stuff, or even depression and stuff, there it's got its place. That's what I'm saying. Not everything needs to be that prescription pad. How
Right.
about they want to be heard, you know? People want to be heard. Patients want to be heard and not just be a number.
Oh, 100% on that one. Yeah. And it's actually the reason why when people, the biggest reason why people quit particular physicians, because they don't feel they're being heard. They're just a case number to the physician. And yeah, and that is so important to what we're talking about. That connection, that opportunity, that space to explore these things. And move away from, oh, you got this symptom? Oh, well, this is what we get for that. Okay, take it. See you in 3 months.
So,
No.
and I say, how about communication instead of medication,
Yep.
right?
Yep.
And
Huge.
yes, I know for a fact because I worked in a major hospital, and in a cancer center. So I've seen it. I've seen what goes on. So that's why I can relate so deeply. And yeah, it takes. It hits a special part of my being about the medication, the people being hurt or diagnosed. Because at that time, when I was bedridden, because that's another story of mine, when I was in a physical abuse marriage in my 20s, because they were going to blame me. Oh, you're having anxiety attack. You're having depression. Let me give you medication. I'm like, stop.
I know it.
It's like.
I know it. Yeah. Very important point. Great. Great talking with you. Let's take a short break from our great sponsors and then we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today, I'm delighted to be talking to Hala Hushin, who is a wellness expert, a holistic wellness expert, but that's not giving her enough credit. Hala, you were talking before how you worked in a cancer center, and so you saw these things in action. People's mindset and the impact on it, what they really needed and didn't get, right?
Right, exactly. So patients are people, literally want to be heard. And they were just given, a doctor would spend 5 to 10 minutes with the patients, and that was it. And they would come to me, holla, holla. I'm like, yes. They wanted me to just sit and listen to them. And they felt so comfortable because at the end, they felt renewed, they come in tears and with me, they felt hugged by my words and they felt good because I was listening to them. And I know that feeling because it happened to me when I was bedridden in 2011. I wasn't being heard. I was like, oh, blame it on the physical domestic violence she went through. It's anxiety. Let's medicate her. I'm like, are you hearing me? It's like they're just not listening. That's when my throat was shut, the energy around my throat, because I couldn't speak. So it's so important to be heard. And I also say people need acknowledgement more than advice.
Oh yeah,
So.
that's right. No, that's right. And the mindset is so wrong. It took me a while. My career in clinical psychology was really helping people change behavior. But I was quite a few years into it, and I realized, you know what? Nobody has ever said to me anything about communication. And what's most effective is meeting people where they're at. Not telling them, okay? Understanding them. And this made a huge difference in my practice,
So true.
Somebody wants to quit smoking instead of saying, well, of course you do because you need to, okay. My first question would be, well, why the hell do you want to quit? I want to know why you want to quit. What I think doesn't
Love
matter,
that.
right? Right?
Right. Yes, it's so true. It's that communication. Yes.
In the same way, going to a doctor, oh, you got these symptoms, and then they're telling you what they are and where they might come from, what have you. But that's not That's not reassuring. It's not communication, really. You need a discussion about, a deeper discussion about what this means to you, all of that. Not just, oh, here's what it says in the textbook. Here's what it says about the treatment, right?
Right. And I always also say, how about putting like some natural alternative things they can do to help with the way they're feeling, non-medication, to bring in the patient, the person into that peace, into that. Because at that time, they'll say, I know I felt like that. It's like, oh, this is working for someone else. How come it's not working for me? And they start blaming themselves,
Right.
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They want to be comforted. They want to know they're not broken,
Right. And a lot of time, people feel they are unreasonably, right? And what they need to be told, part of that is you're being too hard on yourself, right? You
Right.
need
They
to
want
be,
the love,
right. You
accepted,
need,
appreciated. So
right,
true.
appreciated. You look at what you're doing. This is hard. You need self-compassion. Ease up on yourself, right? I
Yeah.
mean, rather than saying, well, yeah, you got depressed for whatever reason, sort of like it's your fault you're depressed.
So true. Yes. And yeah, exactly. I love that. That blame. Yes.
Yeah, and it's not a blame game. It should be an understanding game and a recognition of where people are at and who they are.
Yes. Yes. Wow. That's so true.
So you transitioned into this, and now this is your world where you practice this. And I'm sure you have many different types of approach, depending on what person it is, or who they are, and what they're coming in with.
Thank you. Yes, because we all have different fingerprints, right? So each one of us are different. So what I do, I see where they're at, and it's personalized to what is it they want? What is their goal? What is their mission? And to simplify it, the whole thing is simplifying everything so they'll feel comfortable. And oh my God, I could go on and on. I
And
could
give it a
share
go.
an incident about a client patient. So I had someone that had a very challenging time with simplicity, because let's go back to the basic. Let's say drinking water. So we'll just start with that instead of, oh, and do this and do this and let's get the first step down until we do the next. And the same goes if, like, with movement. Let's just put the shoe, tennis shoe or your walking shoes, something on. And you don't want to go outside. Okay, let's take you step by step and making you comfortable where you're at. So that's basically my thing, because I like that simplicity. Because I'm, again, I'll put myself as an example, because when I had so many, even the holistic realm, do this, do that. And I broke out into rashes, and they're saying your body's detoxing. I'm like, how about the body when your adrenals, your glands are already stressed, as I said earlier? It's not letting anything else work around it. How about just starting from the basic? And that's why, based on my own experience, I create the space for them that in being that accountability, that motivation, that inspiration, and taking it one step at a time and altering it to them, listening to them, communicating to them. Because when you communicate with them, you basically communicate to their cells, and the cells need communication. So they start opening up, and then they can take stuff in.
Oh, absolutely. And got so many stories of that. I used to be the consulting psychologist for a big weight loss support group. Many great stories. There was one woman there, again, very resistant to exercise. Yeah, very resistant to it. And, I said, look, all you need to do is just walk to your mailbox and back. I just want you to do that. Can you do that? once a day, just walked in
Love
mailbox.
it.
She did that. She ended up becoming a competitive international race walker.
Wow, I love that story. Oh, wow.
But you know what? It's the first step. It's the first step. And when
Right.
people think of, oh, I got to lose 80 pounds or I got to run a marathon, no, that's totally discouraging. You don't have to do that. And it's inappropriate to start that way.
I love it. Absolutely. It's so true. Yes, because then this person that wasn't able to drink any water, now is drinking plenty of water. And on top of that, the quality matters too. So the cells can absorb it. So that's
Oh.
the, yeah, it's always start small and then you'll get the results you want. But then they got to be willing to
Oh
also,
yeah. No, they got
that's
to be on
always.
board, right?
Yeah, they got to be on board, and being on board again goes back to loving themselves first, accepting themselves. So it's always basic. Our well-being is always basic.
Yes. And you rightly say it does go back to loving yourself, right? And not being negative and self-deprecating, and I'm sure that's one thing that you work with your clients is let's get rid of that mindset.
Right. And I'll share this is from Louise Hay because she coached me on this. I used to hate the way I look. I used to hate myself. And she would tell me, I still have it up to this day. That's what I'm saying, consistent and persistent. And this is decades back. And I have one of her mirror, Life Loves You,
Oh, great.
Louise Hay. So, and it's the compact, right? So every morning, as soon as like you open your eyes, you're in the mirror, just look at yourself eye to eye and say, I love you, but really mean it. It may feel awkward, but it's amazing. And even at night, it becomes like a practice, it's part of you. So that has become part of me in accepting who you are. Because nowadays, so many people scrolling down social media, Bumblebee, putting Botox. It just, and I'm like, you look different. What'd you
Right.
do?
Yeah.
To the extreme, they do it so much and it just becomes awkward after a while because it's overdoing it.
Oh,
So
no
they want to keep
question.
bettering themselves. It's like work inner, it's inside.
Yes.
And once
No.
the inside job is done, the outside will shine.
Yes, that's true. And yeah, that means, oh, you don't like yourself. You feel you should, cosmetically change how you look. Well,
Right, that
if you appreciated yourself, perhaps you wouldn't feel the need to do that quite as much, right?
right, yes, it's so yeah. So that's the other side because once you feel so confident in yourself, everything else will flow. Your even your financial state, everything is connected to your to you loving yourself
Yes.
because then you feel confident.
Right. And, unfortunately, we live in a culture, for most part, most people, certainly the Western culture, we live in a culture which keeps telling you're not good enough unless, you've cured cancer or you're a billionaire or, you've achieved something, magical. You're not good enough. And that is so distressing. I'm
It's
sure you
it's
see it
actually
all the time,
bombshell.
right?
It's yes, because I was living in Beverly Hills and I kept on not loving myself or accepting myself. Even at that time, I was fit, athletic, and tan. I even had a six pack, but I hate it. I kept on criticizing, blaming myself, and I felt like I don't fit in. The environment where you are, it just you want to keep. I use the word blame because that's what it is. It's like I'm not good enough or I can't do it, So it's true. It's so true to start with that loving yourself because then you can love others. If you don't love yourself, that's not true love for anyone else.
No, that's right, because you don't know how to do it, right? No,
Exactly.
I think that's 100%. You don't feel it. You don't know that. And
Exactly.
I have to say, Beverly Hills is a good place to live if you want to keep beating yourself up and have comparison anxiety,
Oh
I would
yeah.
think.
Yes. It's
So when you're working
enjoyment.
with people, this is a fundamental part, I'm sure, of what you teach them or encourage them to do, right?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I first and foremost, after we have the consultation, and if they're ready to move forward, I give them a consent because I also want to be clear that they know that I'm not a doctor. I don't hold a doctor degree. So I let them know, and if they're okay with that, we move forward. If not, I have a lot of connections which I can refer out. And if they want to move forward, I have a questionnaire because, as I said, each one of us are different. Then we'll customize it to that individual and we move forward on how they want to go about. That is the only thing to bring them from where they are to where they want to go. So they get to that goal, whatever that goal is, and simplify it. Yes, I do that. And it all starts with loving themselves. So they gotta be in that state. And if not, then that's the first work we need to do.
And you know, I'm sure you're familiar with a lot of the stuff on vibrational energy and the relationship between, I'm very impressed with David Hawkins' table of consciousness, where, you know, the highest energies are all the love, compassion, grace,
Oh yeah.
forgiveness, humility,
Oh yeah.
and the ones at the bottom are shame, anger, frustration, stress, you know.
100%, 100%. And I even put a rose in there. Rose has a high vibration as well too, frequency, connected to nature. Yes, I am right there with you, and that's why I did the cell resonance. So it's all about frequency. I share this talking about frequency. I'm sure you know about biocharger. Okay. So you know when you're in front of that frequency, it's massive, right? And you hold a light bulb that's not lit, and it's like it's lit, and it's like, wow, that's fascinating, Tesla technology by itself. So some of those technologies are really fascinating. And if someone like is in severe pain, there's technologies instead of medication that can help with that. One of the well-known is PEMF, if you heard about it. That is phenomenal machine. So there's a lot of different technologies that is worth investing in that instead of medication. And a lot of people, I say investing because a lot of people is like, oh, because it's cheaper or free, let's do that way instead of doing this way. But in the long run, which is worth more.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk a bit more about that when we come right back after this short break from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. And today I'm delighted to be talking with Hala Hushim. And she has been giving us a lot of insight on the miracles within us and how they can be very easily ignored or misunderstood. And how I think there is a trend now more to exploring naturalistic and holistic alternatives to conventional medicine. And you were talking just before the break about various techniques and technologies that can help. You know, briefly, is there one that you can just kind of generally describe so it gives the listener an idea of what's behind it?
Sure. It's called PEMF. It's basically on frequency of Tesla, and I can send the research and more in depth about it. You can ask me. But this is it's phenomenal for pain. I woke up actually the other day and I think I slept bad. I don't know what happened. I had a pinch in my muscles. See, it happens on to all of us, right? So I'm like, okay, this is beyond me right now to do any of these other natural remedies, because it's like it's really pinching the nerve and I couldn't move. I had it settled to a point that I can get myself to the facility that has it. And this machine works on frequencies. It's different frequencies. You sit on it or lie on it. It has, let's say it's your neck or your back. It's a bed, or it can be a chair, and it has different devices you put on your body, and it works on that. It's like a beat, and it could jump extreme, but you can have it start at a low pump, and it feels like a massage. It's comfortable, basically, and it really works. And once I was off that machine, for me, I was back, nothing, no pain. And so it is. There's stuff out there that can take care of the their pain, because a lot of people are pain and they medicate themselves and they think there's no other way, or they go to surgery and stuff. And if it's really to the extreme level, then you need different much more reps and to get it in, and it does miracles. And I'll be happy to share people about that and find facilities near them that
That's
they have
great.
it. Actually, yeah, I was sharing to one other person, because it was living in Washington, so I was like trying to find a PMF center for
For
them
them.
over there. So yeah.
Yeah, no, pain is a particularly good one. And one of the first episodes in this series was with a guy called Jeff Francard, who was a major in the Army, U.S. Army, during the Iran-Afghan wars. And he had to come up with, because they had all these soldiers coming in with neuromuscular injuries and pain, and he had to come up with a different way of doing things, which, the conventional medicine is take this pain, don't move, do do do. Well, all that does is make the pain even more controlling of you, right?
Oh my God, it's so the true. Or they gave Novocaine to numb the pain. I remember that incident. Someone had a pain that was like extreme, was 10 off the chart pain, and the doctor wanted to inject the pain and give Novocaine. And I sent that person. There's different ways. PMF is just one way, and they were back to normal. They didn't need all of that. It just took a little bit of patience and a little bit longer, not that long, but you fixed the root,
Yeah, no, that's right. And his program was, instead of saying being fearful of the pain and giving in to it, was no. He created exercises, simple exercises to do. You can do them. I don't want to hear anyone complaining about pain. You can do them, and I want you to move, not sit on the couch and no medication. And the results were unreal,
I
unreal.
love it.
Yeah, because
It's great.
again, it's going beyond the obvious, what seemed like the obvious. That's not how the world works. And he actually got a lot of his inspiration looking at animals. An animal gets hit by a car, it isn't sitting on the side of the road, complaining, wondering whether Medicare will cover it or what have you. It gets up and moves. And that's the best thing it
Yes.
can do. The
Yes.
best thing it can do, right?
Right. Oh my God.
So that's interesting about PEMF. People, you might want to explore that and research it, because it's one of these techniques that is valuable and probably least damaging, because a
Right.
lot of the other things, conventional medicine, come with side effects and damage, right?
Right. It's so true. And then there's other ways too. As I said, there's a different lasers. And I have a laser, actually. It's a red laser that you literally can use it in your eye.
Oh, wow.
That one is just, I'm sure I had it right next to me. It's over there. But you can, I've heard stories that if you're consistent and persistent using it on your eye, they showed the prescription and they were without prescription after.
Wow.
So I've seen a lot of different stuff. When you see stuff, not stuff that's out there, but stuff that you're connected to these people, like family, and you're seeing results.
Right.
So, as you said earlier, we got to embody and know it because that little doubt can trigger the subconscious because the subconscious doesn't know the difference.
Yep. No, that's right. No, that's right. And seeing is believing, and believing is
Yes,
seeing, right?
right.
And, again, we're not bashing conventional medicine. It's got its place and, its role, particularly in emergency medicine for sure. But these holistic approaches, where they are very person-centered and focused on what the person needs and connecting with them and showing them what's possible and emboldening them, is, that's where this radio show came from, because I came across quite serendipitously a number of
Yeah.
people who had the same thing. And that was the only thing they had in common, right?
I love it.
Yeah, and I'm
Yeah.
sure you've seen,
Yes,
both,
yes, yes.
sure you've seen it in cancer, or whatever, right?
Yes. It's crazy. It's crazy out there. I say crazy because you see it all, and then it all comes down to people's choice. And is it their own choice, or is it the programming? Because the subconscious, I say, you're totally in control of that, and you can program yourself. It's like nothing is outside of you, and you got to know how powerful you are. Then you will see the shift that will happen. But if you give it away, it's a thing that I say, and some people will take what they want out of what I say, and some people will not. It's just our thoughts are not even ours. I say I say,
Good point.
right? It's like it's a deep conversation, but our thoughts are literally not ours. It's how we're in this moment creating and who are we being. If we want to say, oh, this is gonna you can literally create something that doesn't exist. That's as simple as a way of saying it. And that's my way of saying that you are the universe, the master creator.
Right. Yes. Inside you, right? You are it. And, you can create miraculous, wonderful things, or you can create the opposite,
Exactly.
and, most people are trained to think, really to think negatively, or certainly not as positively as they could. And again, this isn't just about smiling and put a, smile. It is actually about believing that things are possible.
Yes, absolutely. Owning your power and letting go of that programming that was given to us. Because when we came to this life, we were extremely powerful and then we got programmed to
Right.
move forward.
Yes, absolutely. And it is interesting how, in those very early years of life, certainly preschool, perhaps 3, 4, 5, we're being programmed, but we're not fully programmed yet. And that's what you see in children's imagination, their creativity, their wonder. They are open to almost anything, right? Until that
Yes.
conditioning takes over, and then it's gone.
That's why I say be that 4-year-old, enjoy your life and your passion. And when you're in that state and you wake up with that excitement, everything else will flow aligning to you.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. Really wonderful. We could carry this conversation on for a long, long time,
Right.
and I'm sure we'll do another episode. But in the meantime, if people want to reach out to you or find out more about you, we will have all your social media and contact information in the show notes. But tell us more about what you offer and where people can get that.
Thank you so much. The best way is a consultation, because let's have a conversation. It all starts with a basic conversation. So I would love them to hop on my calendar and let's have a conversation. As simple as that, as a friend.
Right. And so your website is?
It's healthspanwithhale.com. And
And
my
that's,
calendar is on there.
and your calendar's on the
Yeah.
Healthspan with Hale, HALEH.com. And they can go and look and learn more about you and what you do, and also book a time to have an initial conversation with you to see how they help. And I'm presuming you're basically global in the sense that anyone you can communicate with, you can have a Zoom call or what have you, right?
That's the beauty of Zoom calls. Yes, I do work globally, internationally. Absolutely. I'm all over the internet nationally. Yes,
Yeah,
internationally.
that's
Yeah.
awesome. That's
So,
awesome.
yeah, I would love that. I welcome a 30-minute consultation because it starts from there so we can see where we're at so I can move forward from that space.
Yes, very valuable, very generous of you, very valuable, and is totally consistent with what we've been talking about. You start off with an honest conversation, trying to get to know somebody and where they're at, what they need, and how you could help them. So again, HealthSpan with Hale, HALEH.com. If you're interested in finding out more, or indeed booking a conversation with Hale. Well, it's been awesome talking to you and great getting to know you. It's the first time we've had a real in-depth conversation and just great. I love what you're doing. Totally, totally aligned with it. And I think you're doing great work and hopefully we can open the world's eyes more to this sort of possibility.
It's an honor to be here, and I'm so glad that we had this experience during this call, this conversation, let's put it. And it's been an honor. Once again, I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and let's impact billions of lives together. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.